All those who have studied the Veda, they find this concept, this idea of Rita, to be one of the most important discoveries. They find that Rita is not only something that is at the highest, but is also something that has a dynamic capacity to pull you upwards. It's like a pulley. Takes you upwards all the time. In other words, dharma is not static. It is dynamic in character. Rita is dynamic. It constantly pulls you upwards. Now this Rita was expressed in the Vedic times through three words. Satyam, Ritam, Brihat. All the three are Sanskrit words. One day I am sure you will learn Sanskrit. It will be easier for you to understand. But Satyam is the expression of reality. Sat is reality. Satya is the expression, exact expression of reality. You must have seen that one of the most difficult things for any student is to express accurately. Many of you are artists and you want to draw a picture, and one of the most difficult things is that what you feel inwardly most accurately and you want to bring out in the picture, in the image, most accurately, it's very difficult. Now this exercise, if you do in life, whatever you feel to be true, to be real, you try to express accurately. That is satya. But what you feel to be real today is your present experience of real today. Tomorrow as you expand, you have another view of true, of the real. There is an image given in the Veda that if you climb a hill, at a certain stage of climbing, you have one view. And if you climb further, you have still a further view. Same thing, the background remains the same, and yet the vision changes. And then when you reach to the peak, you have an overall view, everything as it were changes, all remains the same and yet all changes. And then the Veda says, there is no end of peaks. There are peaks and peaks and peaks and peaks of reality. Reality is such a vast. Therefore, satya is connected with brihat. Brihat means vast. So the Veda said that whenever you speak of the truth, be sure that you are vast at the same time. Because if you are not vast and yet you speak of the truth, it may be narrow truth. It is simply your present perception. You are really able to express the reality only when you are vast. In fact, Sri Aurobindo has given the word all comprehensiveness. That is the word Sri Aurobindo uses for vast. When you are vast, everything is comprehended. And when you have expressed reality, and when that reality is seen in an all-comprehensive way, then there is Rita. Satyam, Ritam, Brihat. Three words. expression of reality accurately, expression of reality in all its comprehensiveness, when that happens, then whatever is done in action is right. You must have very often found that we have constantly a question, is it a right action or a wrong action? How many people are quarreling on this question? Is it right or wrong? And the Veda's answer is that you are both right and wrong until you reach a point where you have seen the reality in all its comprehensiveness. And in that perception of comprehensive reality, the action proceeds. When action proceeds without this comprehensive reality, it is not necessarily the right action. So, right action is Rita. Only he can perform the right action who has gone to the reality and to the comprehensive reality and attained to the vision of the comprehensive reality, and from there proceeds an action like an arrow. The image that is given in the Veda is like the rays of the sun. You know, the rays of the sun are straight rays. Absolutely. You know, the word right comes from rect, that which is straight. The right action is always a straight action. There is no crookedness. All human beings, somehow, they try to manipulate to arrive at their ends, little ends. Because we are so ignorant, we want to achieve this thing, that thing, we see whatever we see, we want to possess. Why? We don't know why. We are so small in our normal conditions. We are like small children. You see a toy, we want to have a toy with you. So you see some kind of other thing, we want to put in your mouth. We are like small children. As you rise into adulthood, as you rise bigger and bigger, you find that all these movements are crooked actions. You are obliged to take some kind of winding paths to achieve what you want. The right action is a straight action. There is no debate about it. It is straight, coming right from the venue of the vision of the truth, and everything is straight. Action follows. Sri Aurobindo gives the example of the bow and the arrow. He says that you should become like a bow, perfect bow. When that happens, then automatically there is an archer, which is not you. This is the one secret that is given in the Bhagavad Gita. When you read the Bhagavad Gita, one day you should read it. This is the basic teaching of the Bhagavad Gita, that really speaking, as long as you think that you are doing, you are not doing. When you know that you are not doing, then you will cease to be you and you will be really something other than you. And the one who is the real doer, he will be seen by you to be doing straight whatever is to be done. There is a secret to be discovered, that there is an art. We are only a bow. So Sri Aurobindo says, you only become a bow. That is what you are. Become a bow. when you really become a bow, you will discover there is an archer. That archer is the sunlight itself. It is supreme light, the truth light, the truth consciousness, vast, comprehensive. And you will find that he is the real archer. And the moment you become the bow, the arrow will fly through your bow straight towards this target. That is the right action. When we reach that point, when the archer himself takes possession of you and shoots exactly at the target, straight, that is the right action. That is Rita. So Rita is an action proceeding from the archer, who is Satya and Brihat, who is both the vision of reality and the comprehensive vision of reality, and an action proceeds from this archer, which is straight, and when you simply become a perfect bow, and the action proceeds. That is the right action. So until you reach it, do not debate whether you are right or wrong. You take it for granted you are both right and wrong until we reach that point. So why should we spend time unnecessarily? Most of the people go on debating, saying, I am right, he is right, that is right. This is the Vedic truth. It has discovered that when you reach the highest, the right action will automatically, there will be no debate about it. It's a straight action starting from the sun rays. And it won't be only one action. The sun never casts only one ray. There are multiple rays at the same time. The right actions are simultaneously varied, many. In our narrow things, we always say the right action must be only one action. The Supreme, when you go to the Supreme, there are thousand things which are right at the same time, all of them harmonious.